9-11 on the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. And it's Friday. It is our weekend weather chat with our friends in the First Alert Weather Center. Thanks, Curtis. Make sure you get to the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens and become a member today. This weekend, at least today and maybe parts of the weekend, we'll have to watch out for the possibility of rain and storms. But still, you get that shade at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. Not all that bad. We bring in First Alert meteorologist Corey Sima, and we've had Chief on all day talking about this tropical system. I like that he's been so consistent calling it our little tropical disturbance, because the grand scheme of things is maybe it goes tropical storm barrel, but impacts are what really matters most, and impacts aren't that great.
When I look at the wide view, Rich, so, you know, usually you can see the storms, like if I put a marker on it or whatever on TV, but this one, it is so small. And yeah, you said it, the impacts aren't going to change whether this becomes a tropical storm or whatever, and you're showing it to me on radar. We can see the bands as they're kind of approaching the coast. They're still a ways off. But yeah, the forecast will be the same, whether it is our little system or you know, whatever the chief called it, or if it becomes a depression or a named storm, which I don't think happens. It could still happen, but it has been disorganized and weak. We'll see those bands of rain at times. It's going to stay windy, especially at the coast, like it has been the last couple of days. And then it moves over us during the day, and then it just kind of goes away this evening and tonight.
And so in terms of total rainfall, is this like a huge rain event through the day today?
Well, I think it's going to be like the last couple of days. There may be some neighborhoods that get a quick half inch or maybe an inch of rain, and there will be some neighborhoods that just kind of miss out. And yeah, I'm one of the ones who's missed out on the rain.
Same here.
The last few days. So there will be some localized heavy rain. There may be some flooding if we get some of those bands that move over the same spots, you know, in a relatively short period of time. I'm sure the chief has mentioned it, though. We need the rain, and we can handle a lot.
That's a good point. We can handle a lot. While we might see that localized flooding in areas of poor drainage and the like, I mean, we can handle a lot of inches of rain right now.
Yeah, because we've barely seen anything. The last 2 to 3 weeks have been just bone dry. You hear that sound? Yeah, that's my lawn crying out for at least some rain. So,
Have you been following the JEA irrigation rules or guidelines just once per week?
Of course I have.
wink, wink.
No, it's
we're trying.
It's been really bad, and so we need the rain, and it sure looks like it's coming. I'm sure we'll get to the weekend at some point, but more's on the way.
One other note on this, because I always look at like new folks in the community. Christine is one of them, still new to Northeast Florida, even though she's a gal from South Florida. So you've been through some tropical events before.
Indeed,
yeah,
indeed,
we've all been through it. But a reminder of like when we get a tropical system, you can see the bands that will be over you. So for someone who's maybe new, if we get one of these bands over us, what does that kind of feel like over the course of hours?
I mean, it doesn't feel great. You know, you can see the dark clouds and then the rain starts to move in. It'll be a little gusty. We could have wind gusts up to about 40 to 45 miles per hour. You know, I don't think that's quite enough to really do damage, but there may be some tree limbs that come down here and there. And then it's a quick burst of rain and then the sun comes out again. Pretty typical of Florida.
All right. So then as we move through the weekend, maybe, just maybe, we're getting a kickstart on our wet season, huh?
That's what it looks like. I thought that's what was going to happen about a week or two ago, but this looks like we're going to get into the sea breeze kind of thunderstorm summertime swing of things. Not great for the weekend, because if you're out and about Saturday, especially in the afternoon and evening, and then again on Sunday, you got to pay attention to the weather. You don't want to be stuck outside in a thunderstorm.
All right, and the heat builds back in by the weekend. We've had a nice break below average. It's been humid, obviously, but humid
as
Florida
goes. But not too
hot. Yeah.
It's going to get hot. Starting tomorrow, we'll be in the low to mid-90s, and the temperatures really won't change until about Wednesday or Thursday of next week, when we may cool down a little, but it's going to be hot. It's going to be back. We're going to keep the humidity, but it's just going to get hotter. So it's going to feel like probably 100-plus each day.
Lovely. And those sea breeze thunderstorms, which tend to pop off usually almost like clockwork, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock hour or so both days?
Maybe a little bit later on Saturday. There may be some rain in the morning, and that may kind of help push back or delay the first onset of the thunderstorms Saturday afternoon and evening. But then on Sunday, it looks like that typical 2 to 3 o'clock afternoon time frame.
And does this pattern hold into next week too?
Yes, it does. All right. And so it looks like a fairly stormy and wet weather pattern. You know, I can't guarantee you'll see a thunderstorm every day, but there will be some of those afternoons you get some cooling rain.
Any good plans this weekend? Are you going to Bold Matsuri down at the Prime Osborne Convention Center?
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
But, no, I'll be in the First Alert Weather Center like normal. Probably in a little earlier because of the storms.
Yeah, indeed. Jacksonville Sharks are in action tomorrow night at the arena indoors. Tommy Davidson is performing at the Comedy Zone. There's a lot of other stuff happening. So a lot of stuff indoors if you do want to avoid the potential of the heat. Well, obviously not potential, but the certainty of the heat. But then the potential of those afternoon thunderstorms as well. Appreciate you coming up. Always
you
do.
Got it.
Enjoy seeing you. First Alert Weather is going to be up to date throughout the weekend. Alberto, gone, right?
Gone.
A lot of rain in parts of Texas and Mexico,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, some crazy video and pictures, and now it's gone.
And there's another system that might be developing to kind of lash that same general area next week?
Yeah, and this system off our coast, if this doesn't become Beryl, it looks like that Gulf thing could become Beryl.
If you have friends or family in the area, check in on them. First Alert Weather team will keep you up to date on any potential severe storms through the weekend. Download for free the WOKV or the First Alert Weather app, or both, and have them both handy on your phone. And you can get alerted to lightning threats and those kinds of things that can come up. Enjoy the weekend, Corey.
All right, you too.
First Alert meteorologist Corey Sima and the First Alert Weather team will keep you up to date on this 9/17 Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.